Okay.
Yesterday we learned Mishnah in the Gemara about if you have a fire next to a wall. As we mentioned just before, it's not clear whether the Mishnah says the wall is Qawam is tall. Is it Qawam is taller than the fire that the wood is burning, or is it more than Qawam is taller than the thing that's going to get burned? The Taisa says, So look at the Gemara. The Gemara says what it is. The Gemara says the four amas is not four amas taller than the wood that's burning. Four amas is taller than the wood that's going to get burnt, than the thing that's going to get burnt. So that's what the Gemara says. If you look at the Gemara, Papa says mitzvahs kotsim on amala. There has to be daladam is from the edge of the thorns. The thorns are things getting burnt, not things burning, things getting burnt. So you need it to be more than four amas taller than the things that are going to get burnt, right? Which is like Yaakov was saying. Well, see, Taisa is going to address your concern. But that's how Taisa says. Taisa's Hanukkah. Taisa's explanation. The premise for the whole Taisa at the moment is that when we talk about four amas, it's to prevent. It's four amas higher than things getting burnt. So now Taisa has a very serious problem. Because if that's the gather, that has to be four amas taller than the thing getting burnt, if it has to be more than four amas taller than things getting burnt, but what about the fire? What about around the fire? If the fire is taller than the wall, does that matter? Does that concern? So says Taisa, Snerri, Tari, we're obviously referring to Shaina Gedda Gavoya Mina Shalhevis. The wall is obviously not taller than the Shalhevis, than the flames. Because if the wall was taller than the flames, Shema Gavoya Yosef, if it was taller than the flames, Maika Matig Ben Koilachas Denechpepo. What's the difference if it's the type of fire that shoots upwards? By the way, Metamo, which Rashi uses the Losh Metamo Va'ila, means it shoots upwards. The Losh Mengmok, Subatan in other places. Metamo is the Losh shooting. I think in a Brit it's also like that. Metamo Va'ila means the fire is shooting upwards. There's two types of fire. There's a fire that shoots upwards, and there's a fire that's not so strong and the wind is bending. So, if we're talking about a case where there's a wall that's taller than the flames, so what's the difference now if it's a fire that's shooting upwards? What fire? The wind can bend. If the wind can bend, it'll hit into the wall. Nothing's going to happen. The status, if the wall is taller than the flame, then everything's okay. Now, even if it's not taller than thorns, if it's taller than flames, then everything's okay. So that's not what we're talking about.
So it seems then the answer could be, if the wall is here and the flames are over here, enough wind coming can make it go up. Bending can go, but we've not addressed the issue of if the thorns are here and this is high, that the flame can come down. And it would make sense now that the wall has to be over the burnable matter, because if you have it over here, enough wind can make this rise. There can be an issue if there are thorns above. If the thorns are always four amos below,
I don't know which status you were learning that. Status says that if the wall is taller than the flame, then nothing can matter. If fire will not, even if it's bent, it'll bend into the wall. Not that it will rise above the wall. It'll bend into the wall and the wall will stop the fire.
But it can go up.
Doesn't matter if it goes up. Upping can't do any damage.
That it seems to answer the question, since nobody has ever said it would be able to, if it was at the level of the wall,
level.
Even higher than.
Who's talking about level? If the wall is taller than the flame, then there's no issue of damages, because the wind can't push it to go anywhere, because the wall will stop the flames from going through the wall.
It doesn't matter. It can rise up though.
If it rises, it doesn't matter either, because rising is not going to cause damage. The whole problem is that the wind's going to bend the flame. If it bends the flame will go into the wall, so there wouldn't be an issue. So sensations, if the wall is higher than the flame, there's nothing to talk about. So the whole reason of our sugya is where the wall is not taller than the flame. Mali Zeh. There's no difference if the wall is taller. There's no difference if it's Kelachas or Nefefes. There's no difference. Kiven Shagedah Kevoy Min Hashalevis. If the wall is taller than the flame, what could it possibly cause damage? That's what Taisa is telling us. Taisa is telling us if the wall is taller than the flame, there's no issue. Now, the Yom Shoshim points out that there are cases we've heard that we've got a tall wall, and then some massive wind came and fanned the flames, the flame managed to jump up high and over the wall and burn down the rest of the people's field. It can happen. And also the Yom Shoshim has to be a Ruach Ta'ora. Only a very strong, powerful wind can do that. So therefore says Yom Shoshim, that's not what we're talking about. We're talking about a case, once you've got the wall, it's more than four, there's more than height in the flame, and there's no concern whatsoever anyway. Because in a normal elements can't cause damage. So what are we talking about? We're doing this to Avraham. We are now Umiyu. It's the beginning of the line. You know what? For Shem Adonai, I'm going to go over from Venera Levi, okay? Going back from the second line of Tesis. Is it Shem Adonai? Venera Levi? Yeah? Venera Levi says, the Irish, and I get the Gevayim and HaShalevet. That the wall is not taller than the Shalevet. Shemayi Gevayim said, because if it was taller than the Shalevet, my Kemasli Ben Kelef and the Chafeves, what the Gemara differentiating between Koylacha? Chafeves, if the fire is shooting upwards or bending, Marizeh, what's the difference between the two? Kim Shaget, the Gevayim and HaShalevet, since the wall is taller than the Shalevet, Mayyafel Razik, what damage can it cause? Elavadai, we must be referring to She'in Gevayim and HaShalevet, i.e. where the wall is not taller than the flame. So that's the second premise of the Sugya. Number one says that we're talking about where the wall is taller, is four amas taller than the thorn. And number two, we're talking about where the wall is not higher than the flame. Now what about, does it have to be higher than the wood that's burning? So pastors, we've got no Mekah in the Gemara to talk about the wood that's burning. It's obviously talking about where the wall is lower than the flame, but does it have to be higher than the wood that's burning? So Tesis, there's no Gemara about that. But so Tesis the meal, however, Kishain Asse Hadleikov Kevoyim and Agedai. We must be referring to where the wood is not taller than the wall. The wood that's burning is not taller than the wall. Shema you gvoim and agedel, because if it was taller than the wall, Mamoyel, how does it help you? Shaged the gvoim and akotim, that the wall is taller than thorns. Haihu, it's as if Kiro Isamadur Alagedel. It's as if the bonfire was on the wall. Now what's the halacha if you have a bonfire on the wall? Now there's no Gemara about this. Tesis is giving us a clue that if I can come out in my great artistic design, here's your thorns. That's the thorns over here. Here's the wall. Okay? That's this little thorns that are growing here. And here's the wall. This is for Amit. Now, here's my field up here. Now what's that lock if you have here a bonfire? There's nothing separating the bonfire from the source. There's no wall, nothing. Pasha, on this thing, on the wall itself, there is a bonfire. So, why should we have? Jason says you're fired. So, I understand the idea is like this. The flames are shooting upwards. So, there's pieces of coal here. These pieces of coal can easily fall down and burn. So, if you've got nothing separating the coal from the thorn, and the coal just rolled into the thorn. So that's clear to Tosafot, when we discuss about how the wall is, we're saying the wall is 400 higher than the thorn. Granted. But it has to be that the fire is also separated from the thorn somewhat, because otherwise much of the coals will fall back in. And that's what the Tosafot we must be referring to when the upstate, this is the wall. When the upstate has licked off, the thing's burning, that's what this is, the bonfire, must be no higher than the wall. If it's higher than the wall, is a bonfire. If it's higher than the wall, then any piece of ember, piece of coal, can possibly just roll into the thorns, and the thorns, and you're causing damage. So we must be referring to the statement that the wall is at least as high as the wood. It's certainly not higher than the flame. And it is four amas higher than the thorns. Three parameters in the box.
If it's as high as the wall, then it's very easy for ever, so it's just reversible.
So how?
Gravity is down.
How does the coal going to go up?
So, according to the picture that we have right now,
says, even if it's taller than the wall,
gravity's
going down.
It's not
going
to
go over the wall.
But senses is over here.
Yeah. Like it's on the wall.
The wind could push it to go that way.
Good. That's not the normal way.
That's
right. Far enough from the wall.
The wind that can do it.
How far can it be from the wall? What are we talking
about? We know that the car's going to be 269.
You mean there's a wall?
There's no wall.
Over there, there's no wall.
Over the wall, there's no wall, right?
Right.
The man of this is an ember, which is like lying around, which can go. So there. Now, I can hear your case, to be sure. I'm not saying what you're saying is wrong. The sense at the moment is saying that we have to be conscious the wind's going to pick up the cord and take it over the wall. As long as the wall is in line with the words, then it's okay, because any embers will move in a downward manner, and therefore there shouldn't be an issue, right?
There's a picture a little bit away from the wall. She had it right up to the wall, and you know, the same level as the wall.
No, even if it's like this, let's say the fire is still here. How's it going to get
how much?
Just a mushroom
underneath the wall, that's enough to...
It says even if it's level with the wall.
Right.
Even level with the wall, because level with the wall, it has to, in order to go into the field, it has to go up.
Or
no, it can't.
No.
If it's level, something's level, then it can't go across. The wall's blocking it.
Right, but it's also sparks and other pieces that go popping out to it.
We're talking about
embers also. It's not solid; it just drops down. Embers also can
go out in there, right?
In the air and then fall down.
And places generally isn't bothered. That then it could be a thing. And at the end, we're going to see the rosh. It's mushroom. Places in the end is going to be mushroom. But at the moment, says the thing. The Mishnah didn't address about how high the wall is versus the wood, which sounds like there's no thing that wall has to be taller than the wood. Now one thing that's clear to say is it has to be at least as tall as the wood, because otherwise you've got a gaping big coal lying there waiting to be moved by the wind. I mean, that would be odd, awesome, yeah?
That is a precondition.
So it has to be just 4 hours higher than the burning material.
Oh, okay.
The thing that's going to get burnt.
Okay.
4 hours higher than the thing going to get burnt. Has to be not higher than the flames, because if it's higher than the flames, the whole demand is different. Whether it's a shooting fire or bending fire, would make enough commitment.
No, it's not higher than the wall is not higher than
not the higher than the flames. At least as high as the burning wood, right? In all of our sons and sugya must be these three parameters for the sugya, right? It must be that form is higher than the thorns, and things can be burned. That's the Gemara says. Has to be not higher than the flame, for a matri to be more makes a distinction if it's or kelakas. If it's higher than the flame, then there's no enough gemina. And the other thing we can infer from the sugya is it must be that the wall is at least as high as the wood burning, because otherwise you're just leaving coals lying around, which obviously, now we know already, if you leave coals lying around and the winds can move them along, you're going to be chai for it. The Mela says those three parameters is halacha. We're talking about when the thing burning is at least equal to the wall or higher or lower than the wall. So that is the first mahalach in Taisa. But then there's another mahalach, and there's going to be a merdik and a femina between the two mahalachs. Second mahalach of Taisa says, you got it all wrong. When the Mishnah says for Amos, Mishnah was not referring to the items getting burnt, the thing that's going to get burnt. What's referring to what we would call the thorns, right? What's referring to that? The Mishnah says for Amos, his form is higher than the wood getting burnt. The wood getting burnt. I mean, in the case of the Sheikh Malachaita, this is the story. The story is, here's your Asher Zeka, this is your bonfire. You need it to be, here's your wall. You need it to be 4 amas higher than the wood.
It changes from bonfire to a little bitty fire. Bonfire is like this, and flames are roaring.
What happens to fire?
The
wood burning. The wood that's burning, the wall has to be 4 amas higher than that. Which is your nakuda, which you were saying, because maybe we have two faces, for coals are going to get lifted up and take it over, right? So Mamela, the wall has to be 4 amas higher than the wood burning. It's still going to be lower than the flame. It has to be higher than the wood burning.
Maybe they're not concerned about the wood. It has to be 4 amas higher than the wood burning because they're concerned more about the normal height of a flame coming from that wood versus wood jumping over.
Well, Tosis is going to say that even though the flames are higher than this, it's still going to be.
Okay.
It has to be 4 amas higher than the wood burning. Now, what about higher than the food getting burned? According to that, there's no mention in the Gemara about it, the Mishnah about it. No mention in the Mishnah about how high the wall has to be versus the thing getting burnt. Only how high versus the upstairs legal, right? I mean, this side of the wall is addressed. This side is not addressed. And then comes a Papa to say and says, I'm a Chavish to your Chibbers. And if you have thorns on the other side, it will just be 4 amas higher than the thorns. That besides it being 4 amas higher than this, it also has to be higher 4 amas from the thorns. Right? That's how the Mahalach sees the second shot. So that's a cut. Not mentioning the first Mahalach, the second Mahalach, the state of the third. Could the first Mahalach, the Mishnah address the items that would possibly get damaged? Right? That's what the Mishnah addressed. And we never address the thorns.
It doesn't have to be thorns though,
just that. The Mishnah said that to be 4 amas higher than the thorns. Then whatever is going to get
up. It shouldn't be that thorns, sometimes at the end it says thorns are different than everything else.
Who said it doesn't have anything?
Not yet.
Because of the first part of the season, the Mishnah that says Gevoy Arabam. What's the Mishnah talking about? Gevoy Arabam is from what?
Or above the top.
The Mishnah says the word thorn?
No.
So what's the Mishnah talking about? 4 amas higher than what?
Fine. According to the second
Mahalach. First Mahalach.
Whatever is born, property, whatever is going to be
burned. It's going to get burned.
Right.
Doesn't make a difference if it's thorns, cucumbers, wood. Doesn't make a difference.
Right.
4 amas higher than whatever is going to get burned. So what's your Papa explaining when he talks about thorns? Just an example. When we sit 4 amas higher than the thing get burned, it's 4 amas higher than the smut of the thorns. It's an example, it's not only thorns. Anything that possibly can get burned, even thorns, right? Anything that possibly can get burned, you need to have 4 amas higher than that. That's called the first halakha tesis. If you look at the second halakha tesis, what's the 4 amas the Mishnah is talking about? 4 amas higher than the wood that's burning.
No mention in the Mishnah about
the things getting burnt, the chance of what's going to get burnt. The only thing is up there, they go 400 higher than the thing that is burning now. And what's the proper saying?
There's an additional stringency.
An additional stringency with thorns. The Bobar specifically talks about thorns. That's the Moshe and Ophimenergy, which is Malkin. If you're like the first Malkin, this din of 4 amas, which you're proper saying, is not only thorns, it's everything. And if you're like the second Malkin, this is what I was saying, that not yet. If you're like the second Malkin of Thesis, then the proper who said an additional stringency that's not mentioned in the Mishnah is referring specifically to thorns. Since thorns is a flammable, you need to make sure that besides it being very tall, and protecting the wood that's burning, you need an additional protection that the thorns also lower down.
How do we know he's speaking of Kotim Dafka?
According to the second Aleph?
Yeah.
From the second Aleph, why is he mentioning Kotim?
He could be talking about it as a general thing that can burn, like we were talking about in the first Aleph.
I could agree with you.
Yeah, I'm not saying you're wrong. All I'm saying is, according to the first Aleph,
since the Mishnah says, get it, doesn't talk about anything, the Mishnah talks about everything. According to the second Aleph, that the Mishnah wasn't speaking about the things that could possibly get burned, and the Papa mentions Kritzim, there's a mockim, you're right, from Mukha.
Mm-hmm.
The mockim to say that the Papa, when he says Kritzim, is specifically Kritzim. The mockim is not Mukha.
Yeah, sure.
The Mukha is saying it could be that the Papa is giving an example. But there is a mockim for us to be Mechadish, the Papa specifically spoke about Kritzim.
I don't see how you can say otherwise. Kritzim are very flammable. Kotzim are very flammable. Whenever the Gemara mentions Kotzim, give not just sound example of something, to give an example of something that's highly flammable.
Right.
So I don't even hear how you can read Kotzim. I don't hear how you can
read out from Kosos the first shot of Rapapa that forms into just anything, just an example of anything.
Because according to the Vandal of Satan, the Gavaya Alba Amit is in the Mishnah is referring to what?
To the ground. Whatever's on the ground.
Whatever's on the ground. It's not that great. Not specification, whatever's on the ground.
Rapapa's adding an additional thing.
So what's Rapapa adding?
Rapapa's adding that on top of the fact that the tent needs to be four above the ground, if there's kotzim there also, so you need an additional.
Four above the wood burning.
An additional to the kotzim on top of it, but you ordinarily need four to be plus. But if you have kotzim there, four plus. However,
what you're saying is very machudas if you just think about it. I mean, just tell me, let's say I've got wood on the other side of the field.
Yes.
And the wood is very tall, higher than the wall. I've got a wall of four. That should be okay.
You're saying you have a highly flammable substance?
No. I've got wood.
Wood?
The other
highly flammable?
No.
Non-highly flammable.
Yes. Yeah. Not thorn. Thorn is just an example of highly flammable.
Right.
From the floor. I mean, if the wood on the other side that could possibly get burnt is higher than the floor,
again, not highly flammable.
Yeah.
Right.
Is it possible?
Yeah.
Why? What's this wall doing? The wall's not doing anything. If I wouldn't have the wall, that's just good to say. What's my wall doing?
Well, it's not highly flammable. So it doesn't make a difference. It's not going to go there. If it is highly flammable, then you have
to. No, the things are highly flammable, things are burnt. Right?
Are you
suggesting that kotzim is an example, a specific example?
Yeah, something is highly flammable. If something is not highly flammable, then a wall or bomb is good enough to draw the on the other side. If it's something highly flammable,
what's the wall doing? What's the wall doing?
The wall is preventing the fire from.
How's it preventing it? If the thing on the other side is taller than the wall, so what's the wall doing? Four amas cannot mean from the ground. Four amas has to mean from the edge of whatever's getting burnt. It has to be, because if the ground, if you think from the ground and the thing getting burnt is higher than the wall, then the wall's not doing anything. So if Papa has to be higher than whatever's getting burnt. But not that because. Yeah, but I'm saying it doesn't have to be specifically talking about creation.
Yeah.
Could be anything. And Ram was suggesting that. If Rama's suggesting that it's specifically by Kaitan, then that can't be.
By non-flammable
wouldn't need to be 4 amas from the edge of it. It could just be 4 amas. And that doesn't make sense, because if the wall's meant to be as some type of a barrier between the fire and the thing getting burnt, then it has to be the thing getting burnt is not higher than the wall, then it's not a barrier.
If you have an Echfefes,
it would still be okay. The Mishnah is talking about Echfefes. If you have a wall of Quamet, it's okay. Why should it be okay? In fact, if you've got the thing getting burned on the other side.
According to Shmuel,
the case of the Mishnah is talking about where the wall is, the fire is bending, And if you have a water requirement, it's good. Now, I don't understand that. If you tell me the water is lower than the flames, that would sound. Because the fire over here, I think getting burned, there's a level where the fire is actually going to be blocked.
Why does the Torah Chachal pick 4 amos? Why can't it be 100 amos? If we're going to be concerned about the height of whatever the other guy's property, then it should be like at infinity. Like your wall should be however tall the stuff is on the other side. No,
the Torah is 4 amos.
Because that's the Torah's Machai. That's not going to be Machai anymore. It doesn't matter what's on the other side. No, that's not your problem.
That's what I'm saying. That when it says 4 amos, it doesn't mean 4 amos on the ground. It means 4 amos from whatever's on the other side.
No, maybe 4 amos means that's just your responsibility. You should be responsible for 100 foot tall stuff on the other guy's side. You're only responsible for 4 amos.
Why?
Because the Torah's not going to drive you crazy building humongous walls just because some other guy has humongous stuff.
You're right. Don't build humongous walls. Just don't make a fire next to the other guy's stuff.
Make a fire.
Don't. Keep your stuff right then. You're burning, make your fire.
Why should I responsibly have abnormally large stuff in your property? Okay, don't put large stuff in your property.
It's my property. I can do what I want in my property. You can't go ahead and damage my property. So why should we say that this one wall should help me if these two things are parallel? It has to be. And that's where that's in Tesis, the beginning of Tesis. Tesis on the Mishnah, yeah? Not on Shmuel. On the Mishnah, over again, the Shukva Abba Amis, the Tesis, the Gemara Farish, Abba Amis, he's not Kaysim on the Mala. He's saying the Mishnah. Mishnah didn't mention Kaysim. I mean, the case which the Gemara says, of Rav Papa, is an explanation for the Mishnah. The Mishnah says, you need 4 Amis, Torah, then you need the wall to be 4 Amis. So Tesis, look at the Gemara, I'll tell you, it means, well, I'm just taller than whatever's possibly going to get damaged. Example, the Gemara gives is Kaysim. That'd be irrelevant. Kaysim or anything else. If we're referring to the Kwamis vis-a-vis, means versus the stuff going to get burned, then it has to be Kwamis higher than that stuff. Yes.
According to
Kaysim,
the first
set
of Kaysim, so I understand how, you know, you just have to have
4 amens
above
what? Above
the burning, whatever it is.
Don't say whatever. 4 amens above what?
Above the
burning. No. From the first
chapter,
it says 4 amens above the thing
getting burned. Right, okay. Above the thing getting burned. It only has to be 4 amens.
Right.
But on the other side, why did you use the thing that say on the
right, so you've gone to the second chance. Okay.
Who used
the word of Apilu? The Gemara used the word of Apilu?
Further down.
Right here down to good, huh?
No. Shmuel uses it. It's
Shmuel. Who used the word of Apilu? Right. Omar Rava, David Amish Omar, Apilu would say Kaysen. This is what we just wanted. Is even if you have a very flammable field, it's also quite a few
right.
Okay.
Right.
This in that told you 4 hours. Right. So what sin did I tell you 4 hours in the second shaft thesis? When did the what was the mission referring to 4 hours in the second shaft thesis? The burning wood. I mean, the wall is higher than the burning wood.
Right.
It's even by St. Kirsten. That would help. Even from the other side, maybe none of those going to be. No, not they say. No. From the second shaft, the Gemara was saying even. I mean, even if the wall, even if I'm burning on the other side, we've got St. Kirsten, 4 hours are going to be helped. Says Rabba, yes, it's true, it helps. Even St. Kirsten helps, but it needs to be 4 hours higher than the Kirsten. Now this din has to be higher than 4 amos in the Kaysim. Is that specifically by Kaysim or is that by anything? That's the question. Again, I want to make this clear. Right.
Because then why is my question is why does the Apilu not be
running? So again, let's try and get this clear, okay? One by one. Well, let me start it. The Mishnah, we have to know what the Mishnah says, and we have to know what we want to accomplish. What does the Mishnah say? The Mishnah says the wall has to be higher, 4 amos. Higher than what? So from the first shaft, it means higher than the kaysim. Higher than things getting burnt. Says the Gemara, even if the thing getting burnt is kaysim, 4 amos is enough to protect it from getting burnt. Right? Says Shmuel, says above us, but you're right, there has to be at least 4 amas above the kriya. So what's the kunda halacha? Halacha makes the kunda first round thesis. What do you need? You need a wall which is 4 amas higher than whatever could possibly be burned.
And
if it's kriya, don't say that. And there has to be 4 amas. We obviously even talking about kriya, and 4 amas is enough. The prophet says, but make sure it's 4 amas higher than that. Love that can talk about kriya, because the example which you're saying that even kriya means you need 4 amas. The mishnah says 4 amas higher than the thing getting burned. So states says according to that, the first line of states, the gemara fires 4 amas higher than the thing getting burned means 4 amas higher than the edge of the thing getting burned, the edge of the kriya. Right? Because it is an example. Because even kriya is true, but it's an example. That means 4 amas higher than the thing getting burned.
First
means it's a kriya of 2 meters tall. You need 4 amas higher than 2 meters. That means the edge, the highest edge of the kriya.
The
highest, right?
The tip.
The tip.
The highest.
No. Yeah, but not for us. The Irish, but not what we're doing. Yeah. So that's the first line of thesis. First line of thesis was that shut in the Gemara. So when it says there was 4 amas, so I missed 4 amas tall, 4 amas taller than the thing getting burnt. What thing getting burnt?
Whatever it is.
Even Kaitin. Says the Papa, he should know when we think 4 amas higher than the thing getting burnt, we need 4 amas high. If the thing getting burnt is higher than that, what have you gained? No, we're talking about 4 amas higher than the edge or the tip of the thing that's getting burnt. Could get burnt. So you have to have the wall equivalent 4 amas plus. Kids is like the primary. It's 4 plus. Right? Whatever the thing is, 4 plus.
According to that, you can never make a fancy house without covering the house 4 amas higher than the edge of the house.
So of course it's that, as Ari said last time, which is because of Ari, we mentioned that things that, of course, if the wall is taller than the flames of your fire, then is everything okay?
So the other one,
if the wall is taller than the flames, then the flames can't cause any damage. So it doesn't make any difference.
That's not what our mission is talking about.
Our mission is talking about the flames are higher than the wall. Now, is it going to be okay? Yes, it'll be okay if the wall is higher than the thing getting burned by 4 amas.
Okay.
Thing that could get burned, yeah, by 4 amas. And that 4 amas is measured from the tip, or the very highest edge of the
thing
that could possibly get burned. That's according to the first manifold. Possible shot. Now that really means to go. It's a way to learn the Surya.
So
right?
If the three suggestions, he's not saying what he thinks.
No, it's got two of them. First, that's the first suggestion of Tzitz, if you want to use that word. First, Mahalach. You have to know the Hebrew word for it. First way to explain the Surya. Second Mahalach, now the read.
No, that was the read.
Now is...
And then,
yes, that was the read. That was the read. And now a second Mahalach of Tzitz is a different shot. But even there are different shots. That's what we said, Dalit Amrit in the Mishnah. The Dalit Amrit of the Mishnah is not referring to
what could be burnt.
Rather, it's referring to what is being burnt. You need to have it 4 amas higher than what is being burnt. And what?
Normally, it's the pshat.
Says the Gemara. That might tell you that 4 amas is good enough. That 4 amas higher than the wood beam that's burning is good enough. That is even referring to whether the stake is. Even referring whether the thing that could get burned is thorns.
There's no extra because they're thorns.
No,
you might be thought maybe I need more of a protection because it's thorns. No, there's only more of a protection. says Rav Volkov, but you have to know that the four amas is that you do need to have four amas above the level of four. I mean, I'm probably mechaper something that's not in the Mishnah. He's mechaper something that the Mishnah was not referring to. The Mishnah was not mentioning anything that form. And along comes the prophet and says, you're right, that it helps even by the state creature. You're right. The Mishnah didn't differentiate. But you should know, in the case of, and that you should know, it needs to be formless higher than the thing that could get done. Now here, once we have this Shafaba, we can now think. He's not talking about the Mishnah. So perhaps the Shafaba means specifically referring to thorns. Specifically referring to thorns, you need to have it four amas higher than the flammable material. Because if they're met, it's not all over, they always need it to be four amas higher than the thing getting burned. So why is there no mention in the Mishnah then? Why is the Mishnah mention anything referring to the four amas regarding four amas higher than the thing getting burned? Mishnah doesn't mention that at all. And am I, Mashma, it's only talking about thorns. This halakha of a proper, this chiddush of a proper, is only specifically talking about. What's a biru? Who's got a biru? The proper didn't say a biru. The proper didn't say a biru.
I'm a Rav Papa, I'm a Spat,
that's what they say in the Mishnah. The Mishnah says 4 amas is even talking about three kreitzim on the other side. That's the Mishnah. The Mishnah says 4 amas to protect your upstream hadlika. The wood that is burning is even if on the other side there's kreitzim. The Prophet came along and told us something. The Prophet said we should know it needs to be 4 amas higher than the thorns. That doesn't mean specifically thorns, only the thorns, or does it mean always need higher than the thing burning? And the svar is that Bobma is specifically talking about thorns now. If you're basically talking about everything, then why did I mention in the Mishnah about it? Why does Mishnah leave it to a Bobma to tell us?
So if Rav Papa is going beyond the Mishnah, so there's no Mishnah source for Rav Papa's statement.
Right.
So what source does he have? Does he just go and
Sorry.
That's what they make it up. I mean, that's good enough.
Sorry, yeah, you'll see
where he was taught it by his people. That comes up.
Where does the teachers get from?
Right.
That's probably arguing with the field. No. Very pleased you raised that point. Couldn't take a job places. The Afimu, they came and come to tell me it's shot in the Mishnah. The Mishnah says that 4 amas higher than the wood that's burning now, that even if on the other side it's stay crazy. And then a father comes to me, Meshkadesh, to introduce a new point. That you're right. That promise will help. But you need also that wall is 4 amas higher than the top edge of those forms. Introducing a new point that the mission didn't discuss. Stop it, Kheder. You're right, you've got your wood that's burning. You need 4 amas higher than that. And the wood that's burning. You need this. But you also need that the curtain shouldn't be over here. Because if the curtain over here, then it would still be a problem. That the mission didn't talk about. That a Papa is not how to give me the great control of that. Right?
Can you do a charge?
Great.
You're saying, though, I can make a fire, but the wall has to be 4 hours higher than the wood, than the Madura.
The wall has to be higher than the Madura.
I made the pile of wood five amas high, and I set fire to it. The wood has to be 9 amas.
Okay, I'm interested in the chart, so then you'll tell me. Malach, they don't know what Malach means if Shem's over now. Great, we've learned something today. So now we want to know.
Okay. You need two conditions in respect of the Malachim. What is it?
According to the verse Mahalach, are the flames, the Shalhemis and the flames, are they taller than the wall?
Yeah, of course, or else we wouldn't be arguing about
Most high in the taller than the first one.
Yeah, because he said that we wouldn't be arguing about
flames are taller than the wall.
Yes.
There has to be at least level, but not higher than the wall. And regarding the thing that could be possibly damaged, how high does the wall have to be versus that?
Four. That's the Mishnah.
Right. It has to be, the wall has to be 4 amas higher. And where's the Makori? Makori is
Mishnah.
Okay. That's the Mahalach Aleph. What are we referring to when we discuss that the wall has to be 4 amas higher?
What could be burned?
What could be burned?
Possible damage.
Possible damage is anything, right? What's in the other field?
A filu coat.
Everything. Well, anything really would be more correct. Anything, right? Anything that's in the other field is the same amount. Okay. 4 amas higher. God, when we said 4 amas higher, when we meant 4 amas higher, higher than what?
Whatever could be burned. Are you talking about the second one?
Well, the first amas, 4 amas higher. Then?
Possible damage. Then what we're burning.
4 amas higher then?
Yes.
It's the positive. The tip of the, tip of whatever's going to be burned, right? Tip of whatever's going to be burned. Right. Right. So we need 4 amas higher than the tip. Then, so, that's it. Right, that's what the first part of the second part of the statement. What's the Mishnah referring to?
Dalit Amas above what's being burned.
What's being burned. 4 amas higher than what's being burned. The code Mishnah. 4 amas higher. Okay, 4 amas higher, that's what the Mishnah is talking about, right? Are the flames higher than the water comes in second amas?
Same, yeah?
So, same. Enough. Right, it's the second amas. The flame must be higher, and if it's higher than the thing possibly damaged.
Doesn't make a difference.
Doesn't mention the Mishnah, no Makor, right? No Makor. Right, number two. There's a bottle. If thorns, then 4 amas higher. Right, now we'll see the finish. See, if the Mishnah, what was the Mishnah talking about? If it's the Mishnah. The Mishnah said, it needs to be 4 amas higher than the thing that could get damaged. So the Mishnah mentioned what thing? No, doesn't mention anything. I mean, always has to be more than 400 higher than the thing. So when a Rebbe came along and told me, Mr. Askeitim on the Maro, he's being mugged to us, explaining to us the Mishnah. The Mishnah says there's to be 400 higher than the thing burned. Then to me, what's 400 higher? Higher from where? There's a proper higher from the tip of the thing getting burned. According to the second shot, they said, the Mishnah never addressed about how high has to be versus thing getting burnt. Never addressed at all.
Never addressed what?
How high the wall has to be in relationship to the thing getting burnt.
Above the pot.
Was not mentioned in the Mishnah. The Mishnah was not speaking about anything specific. The Mishnah wasn't. The Mishnah was talking about formatizing the thing and the wood burning. They're not in relationship to the thing getting burnt. So therefore, says the Gemara, says Rava, you should know and that Mishnah that says Hormis is enough to protect the things are getting burned, is even if the thing on the other side is thought. Along comes a popper and says, but you need it to be 4 amas higher than the tip of the thought. And that's what I'm saying. Is he explaining the Mishnah? The Mishnah didn't talk about it, right? So, is the popper specifically talking about thorns, or is he talking about all types of materials that could be burned? All types of things. So if it's all types, so why is there no mention in the Mishnah for such a thing?
I don't understand the question.
Why?
Why does it have to be a mention?
Because the Mishnah is telling you, you know, if you've got water of 4 amas protecting you from the fall taller than the upset leaker, right? 4 amas, then you're okay. 1 second. And what about the thing on the other side? How high does it have to be higher than the thing on the other side? Why is there no mention in the Mishnah about that?
If you mention, if you think it's only about thorns, then why not mention about thorns?
Because the Mishnah doesn't want to talk about specific things.
Why doesn't
it
want to talk about specific things?
It's not
tiny
that. The Mishnah is telling you 99.
You didn't say about thorns, you didn't say
anything. No, because if you're saying it's referring to everything, then the Mishnah hasn't told us any halacha. It hasn't told us any halacha. You're wondering if your potter says if you've got a wall of flour with your potter, it's not true. There's another factor you have to tell us. How high is it versus the thing getting burnt? You haven't told us anything. Right? You've told us, all you've told us is that this halacha, you need to have a wall that's 4 amas higher than the wood that's burning. That's not enough. You should have told us also versus the thing getting burnt. So if, but if it's a specific case of Christian, the Mishnah's talking about the normal case. And our Republican on attention, no, but if it's Christian, that's so flammable, then there's another thing that's not mentioned in the Mishnah, the Chiddush. Which is probably in Chaddish, there's another thing that the wall has to be higher than the thorn. There is this halacha, it's true everywhere. So why is the Mishnah not mentioning it? The Mishnah's talking halacha which doesn't help me at all. It needs to be higher than the wood that's burning. Do you want to, is that enough to know? No. Because I need to know also versus the thing getting burned. The mashup from the Mishnah is no such thing. A problem with Chaddish, with thorns there is. That's a Chiddush of problem with Chaddish. With thorns there is a difference. That's going to be the Nafkamina between the two Ma'akim. If you have the chart, which maybe everyone wants, is a very more of a simple chart. But what is learned from the Mishnah, what's not learned from the Mishnah? Right? What's learned from the Mishnah, what's not learned from the Mishnah? According to the first Ma'akim, the Mishnah was referring to.
Almost
about the thing getting burned, even greater. The thing getting burned, and was not addressing how high it has to be, half than the wood that's burning. And that's the svara. It can't be obviously an open fire. Obviously, you must talk about that it's at least covered by wall. But higher than that, you don't need. Higher than that, you don't need. The missile was addressing the thing getting burned, and then a papa is giving us a hagdara. You're right that we said higher than the thing getting burned. I'm telling you Agdara. So Agdara is, the definition is higher than the thing getting burned, higher than the tip of the thing getting burned. Right.
Why would any of us be accomplish that? If the Mishnah is not being specific, mashma anything, inclusive of
the thorns. The Prophet didn't tell us the thorns.
No, the Prophet said even.
Rava told us, yeah. Rava. The Prophet says that he has fast kritzim on the mala. The Prophet is giving us the Hagdara and it walks 4 amas. 4 amas is from the top of the edge. You may be asking on Rava. Maybe asking on Rava. Rava says even thorns. Right. Do you might just want the Mishnah talking about a normal draft where with Kitzim is not enough. So it's not really, not the Mishnah is even referring to Kitzim, all inclusive.
So if it wasn't for Rava, if he didn't write that Kiddush over here,
right,
and somebody, God forbid, was considered happened with the Kiddush, you would have said, I would have said, look at the Mishnah. The Mishnah didn't go out of its way to,
And I'll tell you, the Mishnah didn't speak about something which is
Hunter, but in all cases, you prove to me now that it means that the thorns are going to be higher.
Yeah.
So what are you going to get this for?
You need it.
Now we know it didn't specify the Mishnah in all instances. So it says Hunter. And then on thorns, I'll be higher, but you need to prove it to me now that it means higher.
This is a two-condition mission. No, it's a two-condition. A person would say, the thorns are very flammable. The mission doesn't need to explain it. Maybe I'm a person. The mission doesn't say with what we're talking about.
That's
one way of looking at it. Or, mashma, we're not talking about flammable things. Because it's the Boshes Vali, you should be chai for that. Rabbi is telling you that the way you're looking at the Mishnah is the right way of looking at this. Because the first manifestation. The way you're looking at it is the right way of looking at it. The second manifestation is the other way around. What's the Mishnah talking about? The Mishnah is talking about Boamas.
The burnable wood. And if you go into higher, it was burning.
What's the Mishnah talking about? Above the wood that's burning, right? Above the wood that's burning. That's what the Mishnah is referring to. And the Mishnah is telling me that if you walk 4 hours higher than above the wood that's burning, it's enough. Why, how high does the wall have to be above the thing that could get burned? Doesn't say mashma, even nothing. It's only
enough. It's not be above the wall. That's our protective plane. You know, wood being burned, it can't be above the wall.
Right. Yeah. Maybe at level with the wall. So the Mishnah doesn't say mashma. That could be even, there's no halachas about it. Along comes a pop and tell us, don't make the mistake thinking, like Yossi says, if the Mishnah doesn't say thorns, doesn't stipulate between the different types, it means it's referring to all inclusive cases. No, there's a pop, it's a svara. If you have thorns, it's not going to help you, the fact your wall is far much higher than the flame, than the wood that's burning. You need more than that. You need it to be four amas above the tip of the thorn. And that's not mentioned in the Mishnah, the Chiddush of Rapport. Right? The Chiddush of Rapport. So, I think we need to resolve the status. If you look at the Rosh, on status, we've got prayer at the end. Look at the Rosh. Rosh Mamish in one line speaks out this point that we were saying, that I'll read it out to you and then you can look at it after it. Over Geder, Shugvay Abamis, Mi Atzad Leito, so he's learning that in the second chapter, he says, Potter, Repopa, Maitsev Amatis, and Vahoma, Repopa adds, on the mission adds, the Beinon, Shugvay Ageder, Midova Hanisaf, you need it to be 4 hours taller than the thing getting burnt, Im Hoyu Koitse Mitzalachan, Echon. If there were thorns on the other side, then you need it to be 4 hours more than the thing getting burnt. It's the language of spoken out.
It's very
flammable. It explains why. I mean, the Pope is specifically talking about thorns. This halacha for the second shot says that the form is just behind and the tip of the thorn is specifically referring to thorns. I mean, is that what we told you, that 4 amas more higher than your burning wood is enough? It's even if on the other side is a very flammable material. You might have thought that maybe if it's very flammable material, it's so easy that one piece of coal can go higher than 4 amas and fall down into that field and should be high for that. But I don't know, 4 amas higher than your burning material is enough. There's a problem, yes, it's enough, but it also needs to be 4 amas higher than the flammable material as well. Okay? So I'm yet to say we'll go over it.
Rabbi didn't mean just put.
Rather than even
Kiddush. Are we adding the top of what Rabbi said?
Sure.
So when do we say that it means anything?
No. Because if it means anything, then why didn't the Mishnah mention that?
It was talking about
only
inside of the
dam. But that doesn't make sense. I told you, Aloha, there's never Negev. I told you, Aloha, you needed to have one as high as the wall of your, in the wood that's burning. Had to help me. And then walk. But what about the other side? You haven't told me that. You've told me half Aloha, which I can't possibly get anything from. But if you tell me, the Mishnah's talking about the normal thing, not talking about creatures. The Mishnah's talking about normal thing. I'm telling you, Aloha, if you've got a wall which is more than 5 meters high, you should know you're okay. You're going to be popular. Always you're going to be popular. There's a potter. Yes, you're right. But by Kodishim, you need an Adam tonight. By Kodishim, you need it to be higher than the tip of the thorn swamp.
How does Rambam then fit in with the second
part? Now this thing that we told you need to have 4 meters higher than the wood, than the wood that's burning, is even if on the other side you've got thorns.
So this is my close between Rambam and Rambam?
No, that was
Rambam coming to qualify.
Yeah, Papa's coming to qualify. Papa agrees you need to have 4 meters higher than the wood that's burning. But you also need 4 meters higher than the thorns of it. Yeah, Rabbi's agreed to that as well. The Papa's going to clarify to add the chitz. You're fine. I need that 4 meters higher than my wood is burning. That's it.
And the stuff that potentially can be burnt, if it's not
coated,
it can be higher than the wall?
No. Can't be higher than the wall because then the flames are just
getting
it. I'd be at least level with the wall.
That's because the wall is not higher than the flames.
The flames are higher than the wall. Right, that's what you're saying?
Because there's a difference
between the wall.
Here's what. Here's four months ago. This is what you're talking about. Here's a fight.
Right.
Now I'm going to say something, which is not a suggestion. It just is. Depending on how much wood is here, this fight could be many, many years ago.
Right.
Here's hay.
Right.
Here's hay comes over. The Rav is suggesting in a Mishnah, I remember in his name, has to be Kitzel. It said one thing, if fire goes across, a wall, pour over, a road, whatever that is, and a water path, whatever it is, you are hutch. Which means it is not saying on the moon, it is possible to do
nothing,
and you are hutch. In this particular case, where the fire is 7 up high, because it is a city of water, it's not too hot. It would be almost, I don't understand how there wouldn't be a fire if this was above.
Right, tell me.
So this means that the mission is saying, what you're saying now, that Papa brings in, it's a one condition mission. It becomes a two-condition mission, which I can't imagine. The only thing I will understand it. But if you said no, if you go with the wood pile, not from the ground,
yeah.
See where the fire starts, yeah. See where the fire ends, yeah. From where the fire ends, go four above. What if the hay is up? It doesn't matter. You put a four barrier on the actual. This is not the problem. Wood is not burned.
I have to tell you.